No, I'm ready to go. If that's the case, been working a lot at center this week. Cam at right tackle and Austin at right guard. So we don't know if it's set in stone or not, but I'm fully prepared, ready to go to play at center this week.
And what does that opportunity mean to you to have the chance to do that?
Oh, it's everything. It's everything. It's a great opportunity. You know, you got to take advantage of it if it comes your way. And you know, coming from practice squad up to active roster to, you know, possibly starting this week means a lot to me. And that's why I'm going to do everything I can to prepare and be ready for this game.
Anthony, are you a natural center or have you played elsewhere?
I've played played pretty much everywhere. I started at tackle in college and then I moved inside to guard. And then I was going to play center and then I ended up breaking my hand, so I had to move back over to guard. So I've had some experience, but this whole training camp and my time with the Browns, I've been playing center, so I feel very comfortable at the position.
So you haven't actually started any games at center before?
Just in like college preseason.
College preseason,
yeah.
So this is your first regular season,
yeah.
Start at center. And to start against the, you know, the Steelers at center, you know, in that mm-hmm. kind of a defense for the first time, what kind of challenges does that present for you?
Yeah, no, they show a lot of looks and they have a lot of blitzes coming out of it. We just have to Coach Hal has a great game plan for us to pick up any blitzes they throw our way. Coach Hugh's got the right game plan on offense to counter their stuff, and we feel like that we're ready to attack it.
Was it a surprise when you showed up this week and they kind of moved Cam out of there?
Yeah, I would say yeah. I think it caught some people by surprise, but everyone, when that happened, everyone was ready to fill their role right away, which is a very good sign.
Were you, yeah, I mean, Austin had that one good start at center this year against the Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
Does that kind of show you that, hey, you know, you can step in there and
yeah,
do an
yeah,
extra?
It's definitely motivation. I mean, Austin spent all last year on practice squad mm-hmm. with the Redskins, and, you know, he comes in here, he has a great game against his former team nonetheless, and, you know, unfortunate things happen. So I'm just going in with the mindset that if I'm starting, that I'm going to try to have a game like Austin did.
Mm-hmm. Many of the centers, they help handle some of the protection calls up mm-hmm. front and things like that. And where do you fit in that? Is that something you're going to handle? Is that something where you're going to have help?
Yeah, no, we'll have help, but we have great communication up front. It all starts with me, obviously, but these guys, Spencer and Austin, help me out, and then Cam and Joe will definitely help me out on the edge if that's the case.
In some ways, it's a tryout for, you know, a future position.
Yeah, so that's why if it happens, you have to take advantage of the opportunity.
What do you bring to the table as a lineman? What do you think your strengths are?
I would say intelligence and athleticism. You know, getting out on the perimeter maybe, or you know, being able to climb up to linebacker right away. Just and a little bit of savvy that I've learned mainly from Joe.
Because you've played so many different positions, do you think NFL center is a good fit for you? Do you think you're natural at it?
Yes, I do.
What can you kind of explain what the thinking behind that is?
You know, I feel like I'm the right size for it, a little bigger, that a guy who can switch between center and guard. You know, I think the athleticism definitely helps as well with these defensive linemen nowadays. So that's what I would say.
And you know, it can be sometimes a challenge to, you know, to shotgun snap and do some of the things that you haven't done a ton of before. How's it been going in practice with RG, and how comfortable?
Good. Yeah, everything's been good with RG and with Cody. We've had Cody back there too.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't had any really mishaps or anything like that. So we're ready to go.
Which centers do you kind of study and kind of like in the league?
More recently, I've been looking at Rodney Hudson, the Oakland center. He's a guy that just kind of goes and mauls people. And then obviously Travis Frederick with the Cowboys, an all-pro type of guy. And some other guys, I looked at Ryan Khalil. He had a great season last year. I think he's battling some injuries this year. But he's a very smart player and kind of my size.
Does the fact that it's the season finale add something different to it? Like, I mean, I think some people would think, oh, you're not even paying attention, you know, the season's over, and then all of a sudden you kind of thrust into the starting lineup.
No, I mean, we're treating this just like, you know, it's the last regular season game, obviously, but it's just it's another game, and we're ready to go out there and go attack the Pittsburgh Steelers and get after them and try and get a W.
in your head, as you've been here and been on the active roster, have you always thought, okay, my chance is right around the corner to be that starter?
Yeah, you always have to have that mindset, you know. You know, come in, have a good work ethic every day. And, you know, that usually leads to good things happening. And if you keep that attitude every day, and then if your opportunity comes, you have to maintain that attitude. You can't slow it down at all.
Yeah.